Well, I'm going to let Kim run with it. Kim has been doing this for 20 years and doing it incredibly well. And the point she's going to talk about is just why local farms are local and how they connect to community and how she and her husband have been doing that every day for 20 years.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
You're hired for my obit. Thank you so much.
Kim doesn't need me at all. So she's going back to her college roots as a radio host.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. And Kim Denny, radio host and co-owner of Chestnut Farms in Hardwick. Before we get into the farming aspect of things, Kim, tell me about your storied radio career.
Oh, long ago and far away at Carnegie Mellon University. And then we did a lot of early 80s and 90s music, 80s music, really. And then one of the best things about doing radio, and I also did some talk programs as well, and Gordon Liddy was one of my favorite interviews. It allows you to meet so many interesting people.
Yeah, and now I get to meet interesting people like you. And so at Chestnut Farms, you're a meat CSA. For those who aren't familiar with that concept, I think a lot of people know about the farm share when it comes to veggies. Talk about how your meat CSA works.
Sure. We were one of the first meat, if not the first meat CSA in the state of Massachusetts. And it evolved because I lived at the time on a street with two active dairy farms, and I could really kill a houseplant in about 3 days. I loved to farm, had a huge passion for farming, but my options were limited. I also had some small children and knew I needed to have a regular source of income. So I, like any good school teacher, looked over and borrowed a lesson plan that worked. What I saw working with the CSA model is that the income stream is more reliable and more regular. After nearly two decades of doing this, we are blessed with an amazing community. The CSA model is people choose to sign up, and once a month rather than once a week, they are able to pick up a package of just processed beef, pork, lamb, and poultry.
Do I get to pick what I want, how much I want?
Our CSA works that you get a package of meat every month. There is a restaurant in Boston called Durgan Park, and we use their business model of you get what you get and you don't get upset.
I love it.
We do offer pounds. You get to pick starting at 10 pounds and 5 pound increments how much you get. And we do a little customization such as no pork or no lamb. But if you send me your grocery list, I will send you directions to the local Whole Foods.
A farmer with sass. I love it. Kim Denny, who's the co-owner of Chestnut Farms in Hardwick. Hardwick, for our listening area, is a little bit off the beaten path. But let's say I wanted to get involved and get what I get and not get upset. Is there another way I can get your meat CSA?
Sure. We have a website. You can look on our website and sign up for the CSA there. But we do deliver monthly to Amherst and to Northampton. We have a fantastic community in the Pioneer Valley.
So Kim, can you just share a little bit like what motivates you to actually be selling meat from Northampton to Boston, including in the Boston public market?
Well, farming is a fantastic antidote for adult ADD. So I'm really lucky that I am never bored. Honestly, our mission really is connecting communities to agriculture. I want to give a shout out to a former commissioner of ag in the state of Massachusetts, Scott Serez, who really helped us formulate a business plan many years ago. We are first and foremost a CSA farm because we really value local community. We do not sell to restaurants. We do not do wholesale or retail. We've been approached by pretty much every grocery chain and over 100 chefs across the state over the years. And we've chosen to remain mission specific. We're at the Boston Public Market because it's our farm directly connecting to consumers. We're able to explain what differentiates a Hereford from a Bullmaster cow, for example. And I really feel strongly and passionately that understanding what it takes to raise an animal from birth to plate will allow people to make good decisions about their choices, whether they eat meat, and if so, what kind of meat and where they procure their meat from.
Tell me a little bit about the life of these animals before they become food on our plates.
We allow our animals to be birthed naturally. Moms are allowed to nurse their young. We leave our cattle with their moms for 6 to 9 months before we wean. Our pigs are there for 6 to 8 weeks. Our sheep and goats, we leave the moms with the babies for a good 3 to 4 months. So we really try and raise all of our animals as nature intended. They are in fresh air and sunshine. We've worked very diligently over the years to connect with our we call them harvest homes, but also known as a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
And we know they're all family owned and operated. We know our partner slaughterhouses extremely well. One of our partners literally did our daughter's wedding. We work hard to make sure that our animals are taken calmly, unloaded calmly, and processed with great care. That whole birth to plate concept really does mean from the time the mom is giving birth or farrowing to the time it's in a cooler with Chestnut Farms on it and delivered to our shareholders, that we're focused on the health and happiness of our livestock.
Kim, did you grow up around animals and raising animals, or is this something that you developed, you know, after your days as a college radio host?
I grew up in a town called Bolton at a time when I could actually walk a horse down Main Street and ride it in the Bolton Fair. That was my passion and interest, but unfortunately the horse was not mine and my parents were singularly uninterested in any aspect of farming. Mm. So then I was fortunate enough to have a library and I read every book in Little House on the Prairie series 7 or 8 times and was determined to live Laura Ingalls Wilder's life. And under the be careful what you wish for column, I purchased the farm as a single mom with 2 daughters in 1997 and went on to marry my husband and we have a son together and raised all 3 of our children in a farmhouse that did not have any central heat. After all the children were adults in 2019, we put a furnace in the farmhouse.
Is that to make sure they didn't stay, Kim?
You're 18. It's not my basement plan.
Kim Denny, the co-owner of Chestnut Farms. I wish you stayed in radio, but I'm glad that you, I'll try to hire you, but I'm glad that you're doing this great service to the community. I think as somebody who does eat meat, but is very conscious about the meat that I eat, I think it's important that we do have this community-based, close to the roots aspect of it that you seem to be striving for with Chestnut Farms in Hardwick, with pickup locations once a month in Northampton and Amherst, and find out about other meat CSAs and about all of our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.
Can I give a shout out to all my colleagues out there who are local farmers? You know, I think it's really important that we remember that a dollar spent in the local community will travel around 7 times, whereas if you go to a big box store, it goes around between 2.8 and 3.1 times in the community. And that's a significant impact. So whether it's Chestnut Farms or any other farm, really, really encourage your listeners to reach out, connect and support farms and local food systems in ways that work best for them and their families.
That's quite the shout out. I approve.
I think I could step down now.
She could take over my job or your job, Phil. She's just that
maybe
good.
Maybe both.
Yeah.
Can you take
No, thank you. My plate is full.